What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, we had a big week last week looking back, Don, especially in corn, wheat, soybeans. We had a USDA report that threw us a little surprise. Soybeans rallied 40, 50 cents in a matter of minutes on that report. And I would say most analysts were leaning towards that yields would be bigger in both corn and soybeans. So that's interesting how dynamic the markets could be on just a little shift in final production. So big week last week, corn, wheat, and beans.
We're also seeing a lot more headlines as it relates to inflation.
Well, yeah, that's a hot topic. I don't know if that's under the what's hot or what's not, but inflation's definitely a real thing now. It was on every major news station last week, and anyone going to the store for Thanksgiving shopping will really see the prices be higher. They're saying on average 20 to 25% higher this year for the cost of having a Thanksgiving dinner.
Are we seeing anything on the energy prices right now, Tommy?
One bit of optimism. Natural gas the last few weeks came down a bunch. Natural gas, crude oil below 80. Natural gas calming down. Maybe, just maybe, that'll ease a little bit of that fear of how high energy prices are, which ties into higher fertilizer demand.
When you look at what's not hot in this market, we continue to talk about the supply chain bottlenecks. It doesn't seem like that's going away anytime soon.
No, I saw a picture on the internet of a farmer who said, wow, I just got done with harvest, haven't been out in a few months, and they were walking through a store with empty aisles. So you may not be able to get one item, but you can get something else. But when it comes to particular parts for tractors or harvest equipment, overall frustration in the ag sector as clients are traveling across the country to get parts. It's very frustrating.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.